Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I have the extraordinary privilege of being able to broadcast health information to you, information hopefully that you can utilize, that you and your family and friends and acquaintances can benefit from. 888-302-3684. That's our number. You can get in on the conversation with questions about medicine or nutrition. We got lots to talk about the next hour or so, depending on where you are across the country, around the world, whether you're listening via your local radio station, who may carry 1 hour, perhaps 2 hours of this program, or whether you're listening online, or perhaps you're listening to a podcast after the fact. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about exercise and exercise benefits. Also, kind of a neat supplement that I've come across that benefits exercisers. Big story this week on kissing. Actually, not just a peck on the cheek, but intimate kissing. If you swap saliva, you may be exchanging more than just spit. Also, this week marks the introduction of the Normal Barbie, which is designed to combat unrealistic role models. We'll talk about all those issues for you in the next hour. 888-302-3684. That's our number. And we're also going to talk this hour about this interesting story. This is a story that I posted on my Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, we got 12,000 views so far. And it's just a very, very popular story. And it has to do with those Keurig coffee dispensers. And you know, they're kind of cool because, well, yeah, I was kind of skeptical about these things, but a couple of my friends turned me on to these things. And when you go to a party, it's a big advantage to have these individual cups, these individual little things that you put in there and you press down. It's all automated, and you can highly individualize what you get. It's not just like coffee or decaf. You can have tea, you can have mocha, you can have whatever you want. And this comes in handy. Say you're staying in a hotel room and, you know, you want a lot of different choices. Or better yet, when you're entertaining, everybody has a different idea of what they want. And you don't have to make, 14 vats of coffee, then waste a lot of coffee with different individualized coffee types. And everyone can have it their way. So there's a guy who wrote this article in Green Med Info, and I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. Because it has some very, very concerning things to say about the individual coffee dispensers, a.k.a. Keurig. We'll talk about that momentarily. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The holidays are my favorite time of year, but along with family fun and festivities comes a whole lot of food. That can cause digestive distress. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist and author of Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Malox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers. Most people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. That's why I recommend taking a good quality probiotic daily. My favorite is Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a blend of live beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort. Backed by 25 years of scientific research, research, this exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance, which in turn addresses the root cause of digestive issues. This holiday season, I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. In just a moment, blowing the lid off those K-cup coffee makers. This is a big story that's circulating around the internet, and it's really scary because just about to spring for one of these things. And now I'm thinking twice, and maybe you should too. But before we talk about that, we got a caller. And she is Sophie, who's calling us from La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing, Sophie? Hey, Sophie,
good.
are you digging out from the snow there?
No, we don't have hardly any snow. There is no snow here. We live in the eastern part of the state, and we live on Mississippi River on an island.
Oh, okay. So it's all that. It's a matter of geography where you are.
We don't have.
If you're in the peninsula, something like that, it's a whole different story, right?
No, we're in an island, but we have to get across bridges to get off the island.
Oh, okay. that sounds really beautiful.
Well,
the Mississippi runs through Wisconsin. The Mississippi runs through Wisconsin.
We got three rivers: Mississippi, Black, and La Crosse.
Oh, so much for my geography. I didn't know that.
I'm just telling you some things that you didn't know. Hopefully, you know something about this condition I'm going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
It's called systemic torticollis.
Uh-huh.
Systemic torticollis.
Yeah.
And I have had it I got it when I was about 50, and I'm 80 right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's 30 years of torment with that condition.
Well, I have gone through electric shocks. I have had a wire put in my back. I've gone through Botox. And the last guy that gave me Botox gave me too much that I couldn't even hold my head up.
Wow.
So I'm going, I go to a massage person over at this chiropractic office, and he said he might be able to help me.
Okay.
Now, tell me, because I've not had some good experiences with chiropractors. I'm not a chiropractor user.
Yeah.
I just wondered if there's any kind of therapy that he can do that he's not going to crank my neck around and make me paralyzed.
Okay, let's talk about the condition, which is torticollis. And actually, it comes from, I guess it's a Latin word, tort or tortuous, which means, twisted. And tort is something that's it's a screw up or a twist in law, something bad that happens to you, a tort. And so torticollis means that you've got, terrific spasm, usually in the neck. Is that where it's affecting you?
In the neck.
Yeah, okay. So this is a condition that, pretty common at some point in time or another. Most Americans suffer from neck spasm, but torticollis is a more chronic condition. You say it's been going on for 30 years.
I've gone through lots of things to try and get it. First of all, the neurologists here in La Crosse do not know what it is. And the guy that I had that gave me all the Botox, he's gone. So he's one of those things where I tried to sue the gutters or the clinic I went to, and they said no, I could not do it because.
Why did you want to sue? Because you had such a bad outcome from the Botox injections.
I couldn't hold my head up. I couldn't hold my head up.
He overdid it. He paralyzed your neck.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He just actually could have killed me because he
gave
me so much Botox. I mean, there was I could not do anything. I could not hold. And I went back many, many times and said, a doctor, I said, there's something really wrong, really wrong. And I went to another neurologist, and he said, well, he shouldn't give me all that Botox. But I got a letter from them or a telephone conversation from them saying, well, you know, I'm sorry. What do you want us to do?
Okay, so look, bad doctors everywhere, and, you know, you overdid it because, I guess a little bit of Botox that could maybe relax the muscle that's in spasm, but he practically did you in with the Botox. Okay, so here's the deal. This is a condition which is a mysterious condition. It's sometimes hard to figure out precisely why it occurs. It has to do with muscle spasm, and muscle spasm occurs sometimes because there's pinched nerves or because there's weak muscles that don't hold the neck upright, and you know your body wants to protect you from damaging your own spinal cord. So you actually, when your neck or your back twists, your muscles go into spasm in a protective way to prevent your spinal cord from being severed, literally, by the twisting. So you get into this chronic spasm. One of the ways that I treat this is with infusions of magnesium. That's something you ought to try if you can find a physician out there who does intravenous magnesium, because magnesium is a great muscle relaxer. I think you need more than just that, though. You need some kind of physical therapy, be it acupuncture, be it physical therapy, you know, with a physical therapist, or chiropractic. Now, let me talk about this issue of can you get paralyzed from chiropractic. I think this is a big shibboleth. A shibboleth is a myth that has been exaggerated and manufactured by the mainstream medical establishment to dissuade people from seeing chiropractors. It happens with a frequency of maybe three to five cases a year where people come to harm because they get a chiropractic adjustment and it damages their spinal cord, or it might damage a nerve severely because it's done improperly under the wrong circumstances. And it can leave you paralyzed. I mean, it's a dire complication of chiropractic, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't go to a chiropractor. I mean, just if that were the case, then nobody would ever have surgery. Nobody would ever have a flu shot. Nobody would ever have any kind of medical procedure, take any kind of drug, because there are complications with medical interventions that are helpful. And chiropractors can make a difference for this. You just have to find one that's trustworthy and that, has a good track record. And I think one of the best ways you can do that is, do some internet research, see what, how the chiropractor is rated, talk to people in your community if they've had good results. Probably far less chance that you'll have an adverse outcome like the Botox from a chiropractor. That's something that you ought to consider. But this is a tough kind of condition. And I think these conditions arise because people don't do the right kind of prevention. They don't do the right kind of stretching, yoga, things like that they should do earlier in life, and then they develop chronic spastic problems, whether it's low back pain, sciatica, or spastic torticollis in the neck, this is not because the muscles are too strong. This is because the muscles are too weak, and you actually need to have strong neck muscles because your head weighs, 6 or 8 pounds. It's quite heavy, and if it's on this little weak stalk, which is your neck is going to go into spasm, and, tough kind of condition. Consider the intravenous magnesium. That's what I do for patients in my practice. That's what I do when I get a stiff neck. I take an infusion of magnesium.
Would a chiropractor do that?
No, chiropractors mostly can't do that. That would have to be, naturopaths are legal in your state, but mostly nutritionally oriented physicians like myself. Go to acam.org.
Wait. I have to get...
Yeah, just go to your...
I got your telephone number off the computer because I couldn't.
Yeah, go to acam.org, A-C-A-M, just four letters, acam.org, and look up a doctor in your area. Okay, thanks for your call. All right, let's talk about K-cups because, good idea, individualize your coffee. But here's a concern. First of all, and I never thought of this, and I should have thought of this, because I went to a party and I said, oh, this is great. I'm going to get me one of these machines. This guy writes in Green Med Info. I recommend the article. You can find it on my Facebook page, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The K-cup is like this little pre-fabricated cup that contains coffee or tea or whatever mixture you want. But what's in it? What's it made of? The cup is plastic. It's put together with some kind of glue, and that's a concern. That is a concern. The K-cup plastic, there's a guy who did the research on it. It's a composite plastic, which is number 7. You can actually look at the designation on most plastic containers, and some of them contain BPA. It turns out that a number 7 type of plastic is technically BPA-free. But the chemicals from the composite plastic are not necessarily safe. They have estrogenic and hormonally influential effects. Xenoestrogens are a problem when it comes to consuming things out of hot plastic containers. And you better believe that that gets heated up to a high temperature as the water is infused through that little delivery system. So that's a concern, number one. But what concerns this guy, and the guy who wrote this article, is a microbiologist. And what he discovered is that it's impossible to clean the machines, there's a warning on the machine that says once you have used the machine, it's going to have water in it. It's impossible to actually drain the machine completely. And what that sets up is a perfect condition for bacterial contamination. And I'll give you an example. I mean, I've got an ice machine in my refrigerator. It's a manual system where I like it that way because I can take this big water dispenser, fill it up with water, put it into my freezer, and it sucks the water in, and then it makes ice cubes. But what happens is if I don't clean it after a couple of weeks, there's a little slimy residue. Even in the cold temperature, actually located in the refrigerator, and then it goes into the freezer, even at cold temperatures, a slimy residue appears. It's a biofilm. Biofilms occur wherever water remains stagnant. And the temperature of the coffee that's heated is not sufficient to kill all the bacteria. So you get bacterial and fungal overgrowth in these machines that's virtually impossible to clean. I guess there's a way to open up the machine arduously. It's not set up to do this easily. And you can clean it with very hot water. You can even use distilled vinegar, white vinegar. That's one way you can sometimes clean out harmful bacteria. Some people use it in their dishwashers to get rid of the odor in dishwashers. But still, the bacteria comes back with a vengeance. And that's a problem with these devices because they may dispense hot melted plastic residues, glues that are used in the K-cups. God knows what they use, not necessarily safety tested or well vetted. And in addition, you've got a perfect culture medium for bacteria inside of the coffee dispenser. And that is a real concern. This article has been circling around. Green Med Info featured it. And it's literally gotten thousands and thousands and thousands of hits. More people are becoming aware of this. They're posting it on Facebook and Twitter. Come to my Facebook page and read about it or go to Green Med Info because you may want to reconsider getting this kind of K-cup dispenser. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic aged garlic extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Before we get back to your phone calls, 888-302-3684 gets you through on this weekend. I want to tell you about a great podcast that I did this week with Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is Chief Scientific Officer for Neogenis, which is a company that seeks to harness the benefits of nitric oxide in supplements that boost your level of nitric oxide. And I was fascinating as I listened for 45 minutes or so to his description of nitric oxide science. Nitric oxide has so many implications for so many systems in the body, the brain, the heart, the eyes, for blood pressure, and for athletic performance, also, frankly, for sexual performance, because nitric oxide is the principle invoked in Viagra. But his comments suggested that, otherwise, why shouldn't athletes take Viagra? Well, it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. The Viagra is not the best and most natural way to boost nitric oxide. It actually ultimately can deplete your nitric oxide in your body. You need nutritional support of the right kind with dietary nitrates and nitrites to boost your body's nitric oxide levels. And I've been harnessing the benefits of this because I'm an inveterate exerciser. I like to go to spin classes, and I do a lot of running, although it's getting colder now in the Northeast. So now I've gotten in the pool more. This morning I was in the pool, and I did about 1,500 meters of swimming to warm up. And now I don't exercise without it. Every time I go out to exercise, I'll have some super beets, which is a teaspoon of a beet concentrate dissolved in a glass of water. And it's convenient and easy. And each teaspoon provides the benefits of three whole beets. Olympic athletes have used 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day because a study showed that it could increase stamina by 16%. But beetroot juice is kind of grody, and my stomach does somersaults when I drink it down. So much more convenient way of obtaining your nitric oxide precursors. Listen to the podcast. It's at drhoffman.com. I think you'll find it fascinating. And I really feel confident offering this product to my listeners because I take Super Beets virtually every time I exercise. And now there's an offer. You can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds. That's a play on words, B-E-E-T, Beat the Odds. And it's a very good little booklet that describes the benefits of nitric oxide-inducing beet extract. Free shipping on your entire order. And you really will love the results that you obtain from this. This is a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing circulation superfood breakthrough immediately. So go to 800 or call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. And you can also go to intelligentbeats.com. There's a special offer there, intelligentbeats.com. Tell them I sent you. Or give them a call at 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. And I really think this is worthwhile checking out. All right. 888-302-3684. That's our number. And while we're talking about exercise, interesting study. I've now attained the age of 62, and I love to run. And it turns out that running is beneficial even for folks over 60. This study looked at adults over the age of 65, some of whom walk for exercise and some who run for exercise. And what they found was that if you run at least 30 minutes three times a week, it actually helps your walking. Now, you might think, well, if you run past the age of 60, you're going to get all broken down and then you won't be able to walk. Au contraire, according to the study, older runners were 7 to 10% more efficient at walking than those who didn't jog. And the right amount is 30 minutes, not that much, 30 minutes three times a week. And what they speculate is that the running conditions you for walking. And actually, they found that runners over 65 had comparable walking efficiency to people in their 20s. And they're not exactly sure what it is, but they believe it may have something to do with the mitochondria in the cells. People who exercise vigorously have healthier mitochondria in their muscles. So this kind of, you know, a lot of people say, well, when I ask, do people exercise? Well, some people say, I walk a lot. And that's good. And I walk a lot. I walk back and forth to work. And I now have a way of determining how many steps I take every day, which is kind of cool because now iPhones have an exercise app or a health app where they tell you how far you've walked every day. And it's kind of cool because it, you know, you may think, oh, big deal. You know, you walk anyway. So do you need an iPhone to tell you how much you walk? But actually, it incentivizes you to walk more. You want to chalk up more mileage because you get this nice graph and this nice feedback of how much mileage you put in. And it encourages you to walk. But if you want to walk better, run. You know, they say walk before you run. Well, I say run before you walk because running helps you maintain your walking ability and stamina. All right, now here's now. Speaking of the issue of, okay, you do a lot of running, and you're going to grind your joints into oblivion. Right or wrong? Well, here's a study. People who run at any time of life, actually have lower rates of knee pain and osteoarthritis compared with non-runners. And this is based on a big study, the National Osteoarthritis Initiative. So running does not appear to be harmful to the knee from the perspective of developing X-ray evidence of knee osteoarthritis and knee pain. So people should not be discouraged from running. Now, look, you've got an injury and your knee hurts like hell and you're grinding your gears. Do not attempt to override your body's pain signals. But, you know, if you got a little bit of soreness and the running feels good and you're able to put in some mileage, that's a great workout. It's great for your whole body. It's great for your heart. It's great for your brain. So many benefits. So in this study, they found that people who ran at any time of life had a lower prevalence of frequent knee pain compared with non-runners. These differences remain statistically significant even after adjusting for age and body weight. So pretty cool. Running actually can forestall or prevent knee pain. That is very cool. And I feel vindicated because there's nothing like the freedom of just, you know, it is so simple. You just strap on some sneakers, put on some warm weather gear or cold weather gear, and just get out there in the elements. And, you know, I just feel like a happy dog running alongside the East River or running the park through some beautiful scenery. There's nothing like it. All right, 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. We're going to talk about kissing, deep, intimate kissing. You swap more than saliva, it turns out, according to a study. We'll be right back with Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals, for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to intelligentbeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And this week, a big story has been making rounds about kissing, but not just your ordinary peck on the cheek, but deep, intimate kissing, sometimes referred to as French kissing. And they did a study on this. Researchers in the Netherlands looked at 21 couples who, I don't know how they recruited them. They probably put an ad in the paper saying, do you frequently engage in deep, intimate kissing with tongue contact and saliva exchange? Well, we'll pay you. We'll pay volunteers to be involved in the study. Okay, so what they found, not too surprisingly, is that not only do you exchange saliva, but you also exchange little bits of your microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit your mouth and gastrointestinal tract, by kissing. And as might be expected, the more you kiss, the more likely your partner is to have the same bacteria in his or her mouth. They also timed it out. They found that immediately after kissing, it was more likely, and after a while, the effect faded away. But what was interesting is that you might think, okay, well, you do a lot of deep kissing, and you're going to have virtually the same bacteria as your partner. Well, it turns out no, because genetic factors and perhaps environmental factors, such as your diet or the place you live in, has some influence on determining your own individual microbiome fingerprint. And they were actually surprised at the extent to which people maintain their own bacterial individuality. Now, here's something that wasn't reported too much in the national media, because it's kind of a fun story. People had fun with us, and it was on the morning shows, is that there's something very interesting buried in the study. I read the whole study, and down around paragraph 19, there was a little bit of a comment on kiss history. Remember, these were self-reported kisses. So you would ask the participants, how often did you kiss? What they found was something quite interesting. The self-reported history of intimate kissing behavior varied according to the sex of the reporter. Now, what would you think? That the women would report more intimate kissing or the men would report more intimate kissing? Well, predictably, the men reported 74% intimate kissing frequency than the women of the same couple. So it couldn't, you know, it was verifiable that, you know, there was a disparity. And maybe this is male braggadocio, or maybe it makes more of an impression on a man. But men reported more kissing frequency. And one report was very, very much out of phase because the male partner reported 50 intimate kisses per day over the last year, whereas the female partner reported only 8 intimate kisses per day. So that's quite a disparity. Oh, it's 50 to 8. I'm thinking 8's a lot. I'm thinking 8 is a lot, but 50 per day, that would be a gross exaggeration. So it's, you know, it's like it's like diet questionnaires. What'd you eat for breakfast yesterday? Well, I ate well, maybe you did and maybe you didn't, because self-reporting is kind of weird. All right, you know, we're talking about kissing and germs and sanitation. A lot of people are germ phobes, and we encourage this by putting things like triclosan into our antibacterial soaps. And this is becoming a concern because triclosan is increasingly detectable throughout our environment, and its broad use in consumer products may overcome its benefits. And now, new study from University of California, Davis, California, they have discovered a very real risk of liver toxicity for people with this ubiquitous substance, triclosan. So, you know, using antibacterial soaps, shampoos, sprays, hand wipes, everybody's thinking Ebola, they're thinking the flu. And the study suggests that triclosan may do its damage by interfering with certain receptors that clear foreign chemicals away from the body. Studies have found traces of triclosan in 97% of breast milk samples from lactating women, and in the urine of nearly 75% of people tested. Very common in the environment. One of the 7 most frequently detected compounds in streams across the United States. And that can't be good. Now we know that it can cause liver toxicity. And you think, oh, big deal, liver toxicity. Well, I'll take my chances, but how about this one? Obesity is tied to pollutants. Exposure to secondhand smoke and roadway traffic may be tied to increased body mass in children and adolescents. This, according to a study performed in Southern California, they found that closer you are to a source of environmental pollution, or whether you were exposed to secondhand smoke, has a lot to do with your BMI, body mass index. Now, BMI goes, it's a point system, and say over 25 is obese. BMIs were on average 0.8 higher. That's significant, 0.8, because you know that's all the difference between a 24, which is not obese, and nearly 25, which is the threshold of obese. BMI was 0.8 higher in children exposed to pollution, 0.85 in those exposed to secondhand smoke, and you get both 2.15 higher in those exposed to secondhand smoke and air pollution. And we have so many things in our environment that expose us to environmental toxicity. So this is some nasty stuff. And, you know, it should be a source of concern. All right. This item, you know, people are concerned about DHEA. DHEA is a supplement that the FDA has been trying to ban for a long time. I personally support the use of DHEA. It's not DHA from fish oil. It's DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. I think it's a beneficial supplement. I think it fends off the effects of aging. It increases strength, stamina, and muscle mass. But nonetheless, and I've run into this. I've prescribed DHEA for some of my patients with good results, but their doctors tell them, don't take it. It's dangerous. It's bad. Headline, higher DHEA levels may protect against coronary events. This came out this month in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. They found that higher levels of dehydroepiandrosterone were associated with a reduced risk of coronary heart disease events in men. A study done in Sweden looked at individuals 69 to 80. By the way, DHEA, very helpful for fending off osteoporotic fractures because it's slightly androgenic. And yes, it's a hormone, and yes, it has to be used judiciously. I think really anyone taking DHEA should get some doctor supervision because if you have breast cancer, if you have uterine cancer, if you have prostate cancer, you got to watch out. These are, you know, hormones, and they need to be monitored. But according to this study, DHEA appears to be a protective factor against coronary heart disease, and high DHEA levels may be a biomarker of generally good health in elderly men. And I have found this is that men who can make their own DHEA, generally this is a sign of robustness and healthy mojo that can fend off enfeeblement and frailty and the degenerative diseases that afflict the elderly. So I personally prescribe DHEA for many of my patients. I've been taking it myself for the last 20-plus years. It's a supplement that I don't think I would want to do without. All right. This is a new way of detecting Alzheimer's disease. You know, often Alzheimer's disease develops when it's too late to undertake preventive efforts. So they're looking at ways to detect it early. You can do brain scans. They're somewhat unreliable, but, well, something on the drawing boards. A new blood test for Alzheimer's appears to detect the disease as many as 10 years before clinical diagnosis is possible. The test was described publicly for the first time last week, and it could soon be used to identify and treat patients with Alzheimer's earlier in their disease progression. So they need to, you know, replicate the work, and they need to do additional studies, and it'll be a while before it's on the market. Blood test is in the early stages of development, but will soon be available to clinicians to test patients. So we look forward to that. That's an early detection is the best way to fend off disease. This is Intelligent Medicine.